Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
All right, I'll come in real normal as the host, very calm energy. Hello and welcome to the Air Buds Podcast. Thank you for listening, I guess. If you would like to support the Buds, please hit up our Patreon. It's $5 a month. We got extra episodes. We do a bunch of extra crap. It's at Air Buds Podcast on that shit. Also, at Air Buds Pod on all of the socials. My name is Jamel Johnson. This is a very special edition of the program. We are finally doing our W free agency roundup. It's time for the WNBA free agency roundup.
This is the best intro ever. I mean,
and it gets better. Our guest today is a Pacific Northwest All-Starler. I think you made the All-Star team.
Sure. Plenty of All-Star teams.
Got a couple Pacific Northwest All-Star games. I think you you did stand up. You headlined the Jamal Crawford crossover Pro-Am.
yeah, I was doing stand-up. Nobody was paying attention, but I was
but
doing
you was in there. You was in there with a microphone. One of the greats, the last time I saw you, you were selling draws and they were flying off the shelves.
I cannot get merch to sell as well as those. I can't. I just don't think I ever will.
Please, a warm round of applause for Monica Nevy, everybody.
Yay. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you for doing this. Also, Seattle Storm super fan.
Yeah.
Thank you. You blessed me. You got me some six seats.
I did.
To a Storm game. You weren't even there.
I know. He was made me look cool. Yeah, I got, been around for a long time in the basketball community here in Seattle. And so I got, got some people who I came up with now work there, basically, is what it is. But yeah.
Hey, listen, I think you are cool as hell. I was telling everybody.
Oh, my God. It's so funny because, okay, so I played with their general manager, Talisa Rhea. We played in college together.
Insane.
And so I used to get tickets from her because, she's the general manager, I'm sure, right? Then a guy who was our, student athlete liaison in college ended up working for them in ticketing. His name is Greg. That's who helped you out. And he just gets way better tickets. So now we only go through Greg because he gets way better tickets.
Yeah.
But I do feel cool. And it's fun to be it's awesome at Climate Pledge. It's really fun to be there for games anyways. But
one
then,
of the best arenas. One of the best arenas, period. There's a living wall and they have Dintai Fung inside, people. Mm-hmm.
And I get it almost every time.
You do not even have to like sports, motherfucker. They got dumplings in there, man.
But I brought a friend one time, and you never know, sometimes we're a little bit back in the bowl, but every once in a while there's a season ticket holder that is right on the court side that isn't there or something, so you get you can go in the lounge at halftime and all that stuff. And so I happened to bring a friend who hadn't been with me, and it was we were right on the court and then we got to go at halftime. And then as we're walking in, my friend Talisa is walking into it with us, and she like puts her arm around me, and I was like, oh, I look so cool right now. Like, I look like I own this place.
Not only do you look cool, you are cool. Hold on. What school did you play ball at? What school was this?
I played at Seattle U, at Seattle University.
Okay. This is like big time. And women's ball, is that D2? Is that D1?
It's D1. And we, they were Division I, and then they were Division II. And then when I got there, we were transitioning back to Division I. So I think my first season was like independent. But now they're in the WAC, and we were in the WAC by like junior and senior years. I didn't play my junior and senior year though, cause I got injured, but I was there. Part of
okay.
It, you know?
You was there, you was going to Utah State. You was drawn at the Mormons.
Yes, exactly.
Get some sleeves on that dress shirt. I like that. That. Okay, that's big time ball. What position did you play? And what position did the GM play?
I was point guard. I'm only 5'6". T is like 5'11". She was more of like a small forward. Great outside shooter. She went and played in Germany or something afterwards for a couple of years, and then came back and got her master's in like sports admin. Damn. And has worked for the Storm ever since. So
very sick.
Working her way up. So these things we're going to talk about now, that's what she does. You know, I mean, she's making these moves, and I tend to have a little bit of information before other people sometimes because of that.
Oh, so you, okay. Did you know before the emojis started hitting?
I did. Yeah.
That's fire.
Well, I knew there was, I mean, at first there was some rumors. I mean, obviously some of the people that we ended up getting, we knew we knew Skylar Diggins-Smith was not going back to Phoenix. We all knew that.
I knew that. I think Twitter told us that.
I think we did it 2 years ago, but yeah.
A while ago.
Yeah. So that was like, just cause we were in such need of a point guard. That was just a question I asked and basically wasn't answered, which gave me an answer. You know what I mean? Like, probably 2 months before they announced it, I was like, oh, this would be a good idea, right? And they're like, oh, yeah, we can't really say anything. Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that seemed kind of like a keep your voice down.
Yeah, exactly. And then so with some of the newer moves, I mean, I think from the public standpoint, you can kind of tell, especially with the WNBA, because there's so much cap space you have to think about when moves are made. Hopefully it's strategic, so you can kind of see, like when we traded the draft pick, you were like, okay, clearly they're making room for someone who's expensive, basically.
For those who don't know, Seattle Storm just acquired Nneka Ogumike, former finals MVP. She's hit a finals game winner. This is a league MVP, one of the greatest ever. And also Skylar Diggins-Smith, super mom to the stars, and a really good player who hated her old coach.
Yeah. And I think that whole just team, I don't even know how, like the environment always seems, but that's as a Storm fan or whatever, Mystics fan, you look at other teams and you go, oh yeah, I'd hate to play there. I hate them. That environment is terrible. And so I've always thought that about Phoenix, and they were kind of our rival. And so, which, I mean, I guess we both sucked last year, so still rivals, but yeah. So of course I'm like, yeah, don't get out of that toxic environment.
Yeah. And so after the move, or amidst the move becoming official, Skylar Diggins was on Twitter talking about just some goofy stuff that her coach had said. And basically she comes off as like a Swedish Michael Scott.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Vanessa Nygaard, coach of the Phoenix Mercury, is Swedish Michael Scott. And that I could see how that could be difficult.
Right. I think Michael Scott, in theory, is funny until he's your coach, you know, until he's your boss.
Like, fuck, man, this was really cool when I was watching it on Must-See
TV. It's funny when it's happening to somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah. Now I got to give this guy my W-2. What the fucking fuck?
Well, and she's great, and a really good point guard in like a fierce way. Like it's a passionate leader, I would say. And I know there's a lot of people on that team that are also passionate. So maybe you bump heads in that way too. And then not being happy with the coach, it just adds a whole other, but the Storm is,
not
I don't like to say
up.
Docile, but they're definitely like more, you know, they're just chill. So if she's wanting a different environment, ours is definitely different than Phoenix's.
I mean, the team, when you add Skylar Diggins and Nneka, it's set up for at least a return to the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. This year will be a lot different. And the biggest thing, Jewel Lloyd is our, you know, was our best player last year. Great scorer, but you could just see like she just needed help, and specifically in a leadership point guard role. I mean, we have solid post player, Ezzie Magwagor, all-star. I mean, she's going to continue to get better.
Defensive player of the year, uploading, yeah, probably.
What a great shot blocker. It's so fun to watch. But, you know, she's still young too. And so there's a lot of like just growing that needed to happen. And Jewel was the most veteran person forced into a leadership role she never had before, because the leader of all leaders was with her the whole time, Sue Bird, before that. And now you're good luck. Now you're in charge. So I think she really needed backup. And I thought the point guard position was kind of the most important thing for us to figure out. And I think they did a good job.
I can't imagine how tough it must be to go from playing with Sue Bird, which means you never have the ball unless you want it.
Unless you're going to score, basically.
Unless you're going to score. Mm-hmm. And Sue's taking care of everything. And then as soon as she's gone, it's like, hey, one of y'all bring it up. Yeah. It immediately turns into LA Fitness.
And then and then it changed every time. I mean, our starting lineup changed so much, and who was actually playing the point guard. And then we end up with a player who is a great player, great defender, Sammy Whitcomb, but is not a point. She's not a point guard. She never really has been. So that's putting a lot of pressure on her too. Then we get Diggins Smith to fix that.
And NECA. So NECA's been in LA, kind of trapped in LA in a, their situation is different from Phoenix. Cause I mean, like, they didn't have a center who was like arrested. Like, their center wasn't.
Was in a Russian prison for a year?
Yeah. So it's not exactly the same. But their center just like wanted to DJ instead of playing center.
I mean, that was crazy. But yes. And that's funny because, okay, so I know Storm people, but I also went to school with a couple people who work for the US national team. And before that happened, like before it real all blew up and she's so difficult to have on the team and all this stuff, that just in passing, one of my friends was like, oh, she just wants to be a DJ. She doesn't want to be here. Like, just as a, I think we were just talking about Australia as an Olympic contender and what they were going to be like. And she was a big part of what they were going to be. And somebody just said that in passing, was like, she wants to be a DJ. I was like, what? Like, oh, this, shit. But then this all came out and you're like, oh no, she definitely does. Like, that's like,
yeah, I felt it years ago when she was in Vegas. Mm-hmm. When she was in Vegas and the team was like about to make a final and she wasn't with the team and had a Playboy spread come out. And that was kind of like, I mean, look, I know the financial reasons to not play in the women's game are like different than in the men's game, but I just can't imagine being Asia Wilson and you're like, you can't move. You just got done with a playoff game. You got hit all night. And then you open your phone and your starting center is just like, got the cakes out.
Got her titties out or whatever.
I would just be a little like, I don't know how positive, I don't know how body positive I am when I see that.
You really could have helped you on the boards here. What happened?
Something.
Surprised she even went to LA because it felt like she was done or whatever in Vegas. And they could have been, I mean, with Asia Wilson and Liz Cambage, it's like, what are you going to do in
Where
the post?
Can you go?
I mean, you can't go anywhere. And so for her not to, was good for us, but I was like, the Vegas we're seeing now, which is annoying, because they're just so good. That had the potential to be then. I don't think we win in 2020 against them if they have the full team all put together, you
just
know, whatever.
Play. Yeah, I can see that, man. But, you know, that's how this game goes. The spark. Okay, so that was like the beginning of the end of NECA in LA.
NECA's been there her whole career.
Knows nothing
really,
else.
No, and it's her team. I mean, or it was her team, you know. So I think when your team is falling apart and you've been there the whole time, you hold on to, it's like a unhealthy relationship, you know, where you're like, we could fix this. Like, this will be, you know, we should still be together or whatever. Yeah. So I do think she was holding on to something that wasn't really there for the last couple of years.
getting Cam Bazier. That was the threesome. That was the threesome that you
that
do.
Was that the opening the relationship?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, let's try to open it up.
Yeah, we'll see.
I met this DJ. They seem nice.
She's super tall.
Shit. Let's just see. And then, yeah, after that didn't hit, once it, you know, some weird texts start coming after that, now it's like, yeah, we out of here. I don't know how many years she's got with Seattle, but I know this year, I'm assuming this is probably going to be one of her best statistical seasons, no matter what happens, just because, like, age matters less in the W as well.
Like, yeah, I don't, I mean, it's odd. And one thing I was really excited about with her, not just scoring and rebounding, she's just a good leader and a really, she's really invested in the league. And I think she's president of the
Players or like the
Players Association on the board or whatever. And so she's just overall a good addition. And there's something about the women's game where, like, that the environment and the mental part of it and the team itself can be so, like, can make you great or not. You know, it's, you can put all the best players on a team. I'm sure it's true with men too, but it's, you know, I think you're right with the age where it, as long as you can still do most of the stuff, it's a mental, you know, I mean, that Subert's the best example. I don't know how the fuck she played that long, but she never got any dip, you know, like she was just as good the whole time.
I think it's a slower game because it's a more thought out because it's less athletic. So, like, everything's half court. There's less fast breaks. I'm assuming it just the way it feels when you watch it is it's slowed
down.
Well,
there's less. Yeah, there's less just like I'm just going to jump over you or whatever. It's, you know, and for the most part, I was trying to tell somebody this the other day, because it's such a small league, everyone is good. There's not really like these like, OK, fine, we'll just grab you on the bench. There's players who absolutely are professional basketball players who don't make those teams. And so everyone is good. And so it's not like, OK, I'm just going to out jump this person because this is their weakest player. There really isn't, you know, in the post, it's like, yeah, you got a Brittany Griner, but Liz Cambage also exists. Like there's still 2 6'8" players or whatever. There's still, you know, people who are just, you, it's hard to be dominant in that league. And that's why there's so many, you know, there's this conversation every year, Asia Wilson, Breanna Stewart, Elena Deladon. I mean, just all these different people keep coming back up. It's not like she had a couple good years and then that's it. It's just competitive.
On a side note, Elena, if you're listening, please enjoy the house this summer. It's cool. I'm happy to hear that you are not playing this year, because if I watched your back fall apart on my TV, I would feel responsible.
Yeah, it is a tough thing to watch.
I was thinking about this age thing. Gilbert Arenas and Lexi Brown were talking about it on his show, and he, you know, his stance was the league's too old. Like in terms of the broader appeal of the game, getting dudes to watch, just like, you know, making it open. So like more like younger women in college can come in. But like,
got it.
As it currently stands, it is what it is. And like when Candace left L.A., she made a final versus Taurasi. Like it was Taurasi versus Candace Parker in 2021.
Yeah. Yeah. And what, Candace Parker is I think 4 years older than I am. You know, it's like, Jesus.
And she just resigned with Vegas.
There are some players where I'm like, I don't know if this is going to end the way you're hoping it's going to. Taurasi being one of them. I don't think she's where she used to be. It's really kind of hard to watch. I mean, her with the U.S. team. I just watched all the Olympic qualifying tournament.
Oh, yeah?
I think she's just taking up a spot. Like, I don't know if she should be here.
Listen, and that is the tradition of international basketball. Larry Bird, there was no reason for Larry Bird to be on the first Dream Team.
No, there's symbolic parts of international basketball, I think, yeah.
And sure, there was no reason for Christian Laettner to be on that team. They all just hated Isaiah Thomas.
I think, I honestly think Diana is playing again just to have the most Olympic trips. because Sue Bird and her are tied now. So if she goes again, then she has more than her.
Makes sense. Makes
and gold
sense.
Medals, whatever. But yeah, and it'll be. I don't know. I'm afraid she's. Life is going to suck after this because she's falling apart.
So Taurasi is the biggest example of something that happens in the men's game a lot. We saw Mike come back, just a player hanging on too long.
Yeah.
And everybody kind of, it feels like that's what divided the locker room when Skylar Diggins was on the Mercury.
She's like, you're fucking slow.
You're old as shit. You can't play defense.
You're old as shit. Get out of here. She never did, let alone now she's not fast enough to play defense. So it's like.
You never played defense. Now you play less defense.
Yeah. Why are you even.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We only have four players on the defensive end of the floor. Yeah. But I think you're right. I mean, Candace Parker's getting really old. And that's the thing. I'm getting really old. She's 38 or something. But still, you know what I mean? It's becoming more common to kind of hold on to it, too. And I don't think they should be doing that. I think this new group of college players and younger players are so fun to watch, and so they're getting great attention and stuff, so you make a little bit more room for them. I'm not saying everyone retire, but Sue Bird, I mean, okay, so we went to her jersey retirement.
Yep.
Oh, she legitimately talked for an hour and a half, just her. And everyone else went over the side. We were there for 3 hours after the game. It was
my mom
crazy.
Did that. My mom retired from her job recently, and she pulled a Sue Bird. She went for like
she's
a
like, I got
hour.
Six more pages here.
Like in the middle of this like party that they had planned. And then after she was done, the lady throwing the party was like, okay, now for the next. And I kind of was like, hey, wait, there's no more. I think we need to let's just put a wrap on this. I think mom kind of closed it out.
We had like brought some friends who were sports fans but not necessarily Storm fans, and that was the first game they had been to.
That's a lot of pressure.
If you want to come again, it won't be like that, but you know what I mean? But it was they talked about it a ton, because like Swin Cash and Lauren Jackson, a lot of people like talked, and they point guards last longer. Yeah. Just from a physical standpoint. And I think, I mean, in the NBA too, even like in a more pure point guard type of sense, like they just play longer. You're not in the key getting banged around every single second.
You only get hit if you really want to.
Right. So it feels like some of these other players who aren't point guards are still holding on to staying in the league, but they aren't her. Not to keep making it about Sue Bird being an anomaly in that way that she played so long, but it's true.
Yeah, but it is.
She kept it at that level, and I don't think they're keeping it at that level. Even Candace Parker, I think what her level up here is different than what's coming out on the floor.
Oh, for sure. And at the end of the season, I mean, she was hurt, and I think she's basically she's taking a that player coach. She's basically Udonis Haslem. She's taking the women's version of Udonis Haslem type role.
Yeah. I feel like, too, with her, I don't know how much the age difference is between her and Becky Hammon. That always feels weird. Like,
they
like,
probably
I
got
mean,
the same mixed CDs. They
yeah,
probably got the
I
same
they played against
of
each
CDs.
Other. I mean, yeah, it's like, this is odd, but whatever.
Back to Phoenix. So they got Natasha Cloud, who's the point guard for the Mystics for many years.
The
love of my life, the light, of, the queen of all kings, one of the best to ever do it. And now she's in Phoenix, feels outwardly, it feels like playing in Phoenix is like it's a war zone.
Yeah.
It's like going to prison and you're going to have to swing on somebody.
There's early. It's weird stuff going on, and just the attitudes in general are clearly encouraged. Like, I can't. Sophie Cunningham drives me fucking crazy. I cannot stand her. I hate it. And I get it. That's what she wants. But, you know, like it. So that's what you're stepping into as a point guard. You have to be the leader of that, whatever the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And you have some great, like, you have Brittany Griner. That's incredible. There's not another player like that really ever. Liz Cambage could have been it, but she's a DJ. So
she's a DJ now.
She's a DJ. But she's like not really there right now either, right? Like last season, she needed some breaks and was still reacclimating to, I mean, yeah, she went through something crazy.
Yeah.
So even with like, okay, I have these pieces, you're not, you know, you're not getting the Diana Taurasi that she thinks she is or whatever that you could have gotten before.
It's still her team. It's still, you can't, everything's going through Diana, bro. It's just, it has to.
Yep.
I'm worried for what that looks like. I hadn't even considered Natasha Cloud and Sophie Cunningham playing together.
Yeah.
Natasha, so outward in her opinions about everything. She lets you know how she feels about everything at all times. Sophie Cunningham has some similar things. I just, like, what is, like, are they going to be able to switch? Are they going to switch? Are they going to communicate on the floor?
I don't even know what, I don't know how that goes, because even as the point guard there, you're right. It's still going through Taurasi anyways, whether you want it to or not, which I'm assuming you don't. I mean, I don't.
You kind of don't.
I don't think you do. Yeah. So then that's a tough, from a point guard perspective, a really tough situation to go into. More luck to her. Jesus. But
I mean, I guess I'm looking for her to, I guess, put it all together somehow. Yeah. She definitely took more of a onus to score this past season, which sounds like that's what Phoenix is going to need. So, peace and blessings to everybody in Phoenix.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
You better be good at Call of Duty, because the shots they're going to come in, man. And is there any other moves from free agency that stood out to you?
I don't even know where Tina Charles was last year, but she went to Atlanta, and then Jordan Canada, leaving Los Angeles was I loved. So we had Canada for a while, and then she went to LA, and I really like her as a player. I don't know. I mean, I think some of these teams where we're gathering, you know, my team was gathering these players from other places. I don't really know. Like, I don't know what LA is doing, really. I'm not. I don't know if it's this year. Like, I think.
No. No, they're doing a terrible job.
Yeah. I mean, they lost. So they lose their best player, NECA. And then Jordan Canada was really growing and becoming a real point guard leader there, I thought. And then they're like, bye.
She was important to what they were attempting to do.
Yes.
And it seemed like somewhere between the season where Cambage left and last year, she had turned a corner in terms of, like, this is Jordan Canada's giving you 20 and 5 and 6 every game now. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
And once she figured it out, they told her to leave. They're like, we actually don't need a solid point guard right now.
Yeah, we're good on that. So I'm sure some of those other teams are, I don't know what their plans are. I'm interested to see. I think Minnesota is going to keep getting better. I think Nafisa Collier is great. I think she's such a great player. And then these two big teams are going to stay where they were. People kept in those rumors of free agency. Are they going to go to New York? Are they going to go to Vegas? It's like, I don't think anybody's really going to go there. You know, like, I think they're kind of not set with the teams they have, but are going to work with the cores that they have. And it's probably a financial thing too. I think that was smart on the Storm's part of saying, hey, come here. You're going to play. You're going to be able to have great we can have a great season and we can give you more money. I mean, we have the space for it. So,
yeah, I mean, this is
Dawana Bonner's thing was,
oh, in
I thought
Phoenix?
She might go
or Connecticut.
Connecticut, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she might go. I don't know why. Connecticut has been great for a while, but with Jonquel Jones leaving, I didn't know if maybe, you know, what.
Well, I'm assuming because her and Alyssa Thomas are married.
And Alyssa Thomas is a great player, too.
Alyssa Thomas just made the USA roster.
Mm-hmm. And had a great tournament this qualifying tournament. Really, on a team like that where it's hard to stand out, she's still, there was a lot of MVP talk with her last year of, like, she really did have a great season and she wasn't getting the recognition that she deserved. And I do believe that. So then to put her on the team that has everybody and she still stands out. I mean, for me, it was her and Nafisa Collier who I thought were the best players on the U.S. team during this tournament.
Which speaks to Nafisa Collier growth as well. Because last time around, she was kind of the person where everybody was saying, why isn't Nneka Ogumike in her spot?
Yep, yep. Well, and then they were going to play for Nigeria and that didn't work. But she, I think, I proved it necessary to have her there. But
that tournament, the Olympic qualifier tournament, was really cool. Even though it was so good, I forgot that the U.S. had already qualified.
Yeah, you're like, oh, well, did you watch any of it? Or did you
I watched us play Belgium and then I saw the Nigeria highlights.
Yeah. I watched all the U.S. games, all the Australian games. And then a couple of other in between. That Belgium game was crazy.
Are they the second best team in the world?
Belgium?
Yeah.
I just looked at the rankings today. They're eighth or something. I don't know. So I'm like, did we just play that poorly?
Well, I think the game, I said this to Mike and him the other day, that I think this was the U.S.'s first real road game.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And this probably isn't really the team that'll be together. Not that there'll be a ton of changes, but Asia Wilson will be there. Chelsea Gray will be there. I think that's a huge change because that's your point guard. This is Kelsey Plum's first full national team. She has a 3-on-3 gold medal, but with the whole team, this is her first Olympics. So it was an interesting, yeah. And maybe it was just rough because, but I'm watching this game. Is Belgium great? Is this going to be the gold medal game here? But I think in the same way that we saw the men's game kind of rise in other countries, I think that's really happening in the women's game too. There's just really great competitors that are from these other countries.
And Belgium's got a lot of pros.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah. Miesman in there. Miesman, the Mystics just signed their starting point guard. I don't remember her name, but
nice.
So and we always had we always kept a couple Belgians around.
Well, the Storm has always had a ton of Australians, so that's why, you know, I'm always watching. And then Lauren Jackson just played in this tournament.
She was in the tournament?
Yeah. And then retired from international basketball right afterwards, which we were like, is she going to go back to the Olympics? That's so crazy. It's so exciting. And then after played significant minutes, scored as much. I mean, Ezzy Magbegor was the MVP for that whole location of their tournament, but she's... it was crazy. I don't know how she did that. But then I was so disappointed to hear. I was like, what a fun story to have had to retire and then somehow come back 6 years later playing professionally in Australia, gets on the national team, and goes back to the Olympics. That's just nuts.
Boredom affects people different ways, is what I'll say.
So. Yeah.
Lauren was just at the
house
fuck it. I can't keep
I'll
going
just be
to
the
YMCA.
Best again.
And you know what? This brings me to my last. So you played real serious basketball, which I can only assume means at that time when you was really hooping, you were playing basketball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very curious about the ecosystem or the existence of women's open run. Where are y'all playing ball at? Because when you go to the park, it's maybe one girl.
Yeah.
I never see fives of girls.
Yeah. open gyms for colleges. I mean, so we had like for when we would play during the summer and stuff, you know, it'd be Tuesdays, Thursdays, whatever. And like Cheryl Swoops would come and play with us. Anybody who played college year round, you know, other places that was home for the summer or whatever, they'd come and play with us. Like that's where, so it was Seattle U and UW, and we'd switch off. Like we would go play with them. They'd come play with us. Sammy Whitcomb was there when I was there. Like we used to play open gyms together all the time. And so you, if you're a college player or professional player, you reach out to other, you know, or like my head coach when I was there was Coach Bonvicini, who was the head coach of Arizona for 16 years, four Final Fours, Hall of Famer, sure. So all of her players would be like, oh, hey, I live in Seattle now. Or, like,
yeah,
you know,
sure, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Hall of Famer, I guess. I have some different opinions of your Hall of Fame.
She had a rocky ending. But, you know, they would come. Adia Barnes is now the head coach of Arizona, right? But at the time, she was had just retired from playing with the Storm and was doing radio for us at first. Yeah, broadcasting for us, then started broadcasting for the Storm, then starts coaching and ends up at Arizona. So she's around, like every, you just ask the other players that you've been with, but very rarely are they coming back and saying, hey, let's go to the YMCA or let's go to this park. Like it's, let's run with, and that's the other part of it. Like people are like, you know, they want to compare women's and men's sport. In college, if we wanted to get an extra run in, we would play with our men's team. It wasn't like, let me go play with these old dudes at noon, which we did that sometimes too. Yeah. But you're still playing with good guys. It's not like you're just playing with some dude. So that was like, I think there's got to be some sort of like.
No, I get it.
Safety in playing with other people who are also good because you get injured when you're playing people all crazy and shit. Yeah.
I hate playing at the park. There's dudes. I'm another man. And playing at the park is too much sometimes. Just watching a dude who, like, the game means way more to him than it does to everyone else.
This is what he has. This is it for him.
Nine guys who are just trying to get a sweat in, and then a 10th guy who thinks it's the finals.
Yeah. He's training. He's trying to get back out there, you know?
Yeah. And okay, so that makes a lot of sense. At pickups, at women's pickups, is that, I wonder if it's the same, like, toxic stuff. Like, I can imagine Cheryl Swoops being difficult. Like, Cheryl Swoops would just lying about the score. I could just see Cheryl's gosh.
There is something about being that good of a any type of athlete, that elite of an athlete and competitor, where she was like, she would like yell at you like she was your point guard, you know, like you needed, it needed to be 110% all the time. She was always, and I'm talking the best defensive player the WNBA has maybe ever seen, playing you like that all the time.
Yeah,
like it
like,
was so
why
intense.
Am I getting picked up at half court
for
by
real
Cheryl
though.
Swoops?
Yeah. And in your head, you're like, this is making me better. This is good. Like this
like,
is,
no,
but you're like,
not.
Can we just take a
She's
second?
Killing me.
Yeah. So toxicity. In the way that, like, you better be working hard, you know, no matter what, which could be good. But you could tell the difference. I mean, you can always tell the difference between players who are or were so elite versus some who are just good or whatever. You know, I mean, there's just a mental thing and it's on all the time. But yeah, I think there's a safety in being like, we're all college players. We're in a college space. This is a good gym. And we're not dealing with,
yeah,
and there's still whatever shit talking, and you know, we play against each other during the year or whatever, that type of thing, or
I'm
people
glad
getting
to hear that
annoyed
it's still,
with each other or something. But yeah,
I'm glad to hear it's still getting out of hand.
Yeah, for sure.
But
we
I'm
never I think there was a couple of fights where they were like, all right, you can't come back to this open gym or whatever.
Nice.
And then I had my teammates get in fights in practice a couple of times, but I mean, I don't know.
Hey, speaking of elite, Monica Nevy, everybody, do you have anything you'd like to, any final words on WNBA free agency or the Olympic qualifiers or anything you want to promote?
I would love to. I don't know. I mean, I thank you for letting me come on and talk about basketball. I don't get to do it that often, so I appreciate
come on, man.
It. Yeah.
You always got a spot over here.
Yeah. Go to some games this year. It's going to be a really fun season, I think. No matter where you're at, if you're close enough to a team, go watch some games. I think it's going to be, it's always competitive. It's always fun. The worst team can beat the best team any day. So It was fun. Anyways, okay. And then for me, my social media is just my name, at Monica Nevy. I'm touring all over all the damn time. So come see me live too. And I have two specials on YouTube for free. One is called Big Step Dad Energy. And the other one I just put out in December. It is a Christmas special, but hey, good all year round.
It's still February. It's called
Jokes for the Holidays. Maybe you're feeling a little stressed and you're like, I would rather it be Christmas. Go ahead and watch that special.
Hey, but I like that though, because every year it's going to pick
back
up.
It's coming back. Yeah.
marketing genius, very hilarious comedian, and will probably hoop your dumb ass up. Monica Nevy, everybody.
Hey, thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.